constantly and in different ways. Like, so it's an ego thing. It's an insecurity ego thing.
That is very interesting. It's very interesting. It's just the way that we view sex is so interesting as a society, as a people, as humans. Like, I love understanding human behavior. Right. That's the part of me that wishes I kind of was torn between becoming an HR person or a psychologist. And a part of me that still wanted to be a psychologist, I do that now through coaching unofficially.
Yep.
But I've always wanted to understand human behavior and how we think and why we think the way we think.
Yep.
But I will say this, as a woman who definitely wants, you know, a relationship and to have that monogamy and have that person still see me as enough. Do you think it's achievable in this day and age with this type of people that we have on this planet?
All right. Yeah. So here's my short answer, and then we go to long as we want to. It is, but it's hard. It's hard.
It is hard. Yep.
It's doable, but it is hard to achieve. It's hard to see people that even believe that, or even, you know, I met a woman that I really was into at one point, but she also believed that love don't exist no more. So it was like,
that again, what I say about women, broken, not healed.
I'm like, yo, what you talking about? Love is
people have probably used, abused, hurt her, broke her heart so many times that she's just like, forget it. And let's be clear, I am a healed, you know, of course, we're still working through healing every day. This is this is a journey. This is not it's a marathon. This is every day. But I'm a really self-aware woman. I go to therapy. I've done a lot of work to deal with my past traumas and things of that nature. And it's challenging for me to even want to date in this day and age. I have to be honest.
Yep.
The caliber of men that I have experienced is a big turnoff for me. And I'm so at a place at almost 44, I'm intolerant of BS. I don't tolerate, I just can't do it. Like, I've already been down that road and I was married for so long. So at the end of the day, I know who I am. I know whose I am. I know what I want and I know what I deserve. And it's just certain things I just can't tolerate. Like, I'm just not going to do it. Like, if you're not reliable and dependable.
Right.
If I can't, you don't honor your word, we can't. I'm done. I cut you off.
Right. And that's the issue is finding a person. And again, you know, we all been through lives, whatever. We might come to this wisdom further along than we should have. The mindset I have today, I wish I had at 28.
Oh my God, I wish I would have had it at 20. Man. I would be different, a much different person. Yeah. Life would be different,
Everything would be different, right? So it's hard out here for the simple fact that everybody don't trust nobody. All on 1,000 of like.
Damaged. You know, and everybody's on guard. Like, they're so guarded. Yep. And, you know, remember I did a session on vulnerability and the beauty of vulnerability. And one of the things I pride myself in is being vulnerable. I still refuse to allow people that have hurt me to dictate how I choose to view other men. Right. I don't care that this man did this and that man did that and that man did that. That doesn't mean that's all men. I have met, like I said, you are one of them. Amazing men.
Right.
Ladies, he's single. I met some amazing men in my life and in my journey, and I know that amazing men exist. I know that men of integrity, men of character, men who are spiritually mature exist, men who are emotionally and mentally mature exist. Yeah. We've all been hurt.
Yeah,
we've all been through stuff. Yeah. But you keep those walls, the same walls you keep to protect yourself are the same walls you keep up from allowing God to send you what he has for you.
Yep.
Or allowing somebody to come in that can love you the way that you need to be loved or the way that you desire to be loved.
Yep.
It's so important to maintain that vulnerability. And honestly, it boils down to taking time to heal. You have to heal. And healing is a daily, every day for the rest of your life journey. Yeah. None of us have arrived.
Right.
I go to therapy every week. Right. Even when things are great, I go to therapy.
Right.
I told my therapist, she was like, so what do you think we need to work on? I said, you are my maintenance.
Right.
Just like I take my car in for service to be maintenance,
Yep.
You're my maintenance.
Yep.
I need to be able to still always be accountable and have somebody hold me accountable and have somebody challenge me constantly because I want to grow.
Right.
I don't, I'm not going to sit here and stay in the mentality of accepting that, oh, well, all men are trash, so I'm just not going to date. No, it's hard. And I'll be very honest. It is hard to find a good quality person that you actually have the chemistry and connection with that you want to share your life with. But I will say it's out here. We just have to be patient. We have to use our intuition and we have to do the work.
Yes. Yep.
And
that's the bottom line. That's the bottom line, the work. Mm-hmm. And that's what it all boiled down to. And let's just be honest. This goes back to a conversation we had on here before.
Mm-hmm.
You know, be patient to find a person that's for you.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of times we settle.
That's why marriages don't work. That's why relationships don't work and don't last, because we settle. And if we're honest, we got to stop lying to ourselves, guys.
And
you have to be honest. Don't make concessions for something because you just want to have a relationship or you just want to have sex or you want to do whatever. Don't make concessions for things that you know are deal breakers.
Yep.
If you know that that person is not able to meet the standards that you are, your non-negotiables, then you have to let them go. Do not invest in something that is not right for you.
Yep.
And it's easier said than done. We've all been guilty of it.
Yep.
But you cannot settle. Settling is the reason we have high divorce rates. Settling is the reason we don't have monogamous relationships. Settling is the reason why people feel like they have to be polyamorous.
Yep.
Because you feel like you can't. First of all, let me just preach to y'all just for 5 seconds. Stop looking at other people to be your fulfillment and be fulfilled within yourself first.
There you go.
Come to the table as a whole individual first. Not looking for your spouse or your mate to be the person that meets this thing that you lack within yourself. Grow up and develop in those areas yourself as an individual. And then when you come to the table as a whole individual and you know who you are and you truly, truly, truly understand yourself, then you are able to be in a successful relationship.
Yep.
You cannot bypass that stage.
Nope.
That's all I'm going to say about that. Continue. Yep.
That's why I said the word settle. I knew that's why when I
don't
said
get it, me started.
Like, I just sat back and like, yep. Because most of these people that end up cheating or doing whatever is because you are not with someone, either you're not ready for a relationship or you're not with the person you're supposed to be with. So your value or your loyalty for that is not there. So at the end of the day, it comes down to, are you ready to be in one? Let's be honest. Like, if you're cheating,
be honest.
If you believe in polygamy and she does too, the same thing, whatever, blah, 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 then that's.
Then do you. Yeah, do you.
But in a sense of, if your mindset is, I told this one guy, he said, yeah, man, like, it ain't nothing wrong with looking. We just talking about looking. We ain't even talking about ain't nothing wrong with looking. So I said, you know, everybody gonna see things. Like, you know what I'm saying?
You got eyes, you ain't blind.
All right, cool. So ain't nothing wrong with flirting. I said, okay. And we kept going on and on and on. I said, so you had a problem with flirting? He said, no. You got a problem with your woman flirting? He said, yeah. So okay. So I said, but I was like, but he said, yeah, I know. And I was like, no, I ain't done yet. If there's nothing wrong with flirting, won't you coach your wife to learn that ain't nothing wrong with it, right? Like, if that's how you feel and you're supposed to lead your family or your relationship into truth, if that's what your truth is, then, you know, get with somebody that believes that truth. But goes back, if you did this in front of who you're with, how would it go down? If there's nothing wrong with it, then you shouldn't hide it. Only people only hide things that know there's something wrong with it.
Absolutely. Why would you hide something that's nothing wrong?
If there's nothing wrong with it, don't hide it. The reason why you hide it, because you know there's something wrong with it. You understand there's something wrong with it. So that settling that you just beautifully just went through, at the end of the day, you're not with someone, or you settled at stop growing. So, it's like there's a settling that's of they ain't got all the check. They ain't check all the boxes, but you know, they got 5 out of 10 or whatever case, you know, whatever. So I'm just going to, they're a good person. It's like we making deals out here. Like, you know what I'm saying?
All the time. And nobody's perfect. But again, it's the non-negotiables for me.
Right. We're making deals out here. It's not even about love and compassion or more, or that connection me and you all talk about. It's all now it's about deals. So now we're making deals out here. And at the end of the day, if you are making a deal and it's like you're settling, there's an unhappiness that's going to go forth. Not saying they got to make you happy. You'll be able to be happy by yourself on your own. But there's a fulfillment that's going to be.
Something is missing. Yeah, you're going to not be fulfilled in some way, shape, or form. And that's why people go out.
That's all I'm on. Exactly.
That's my point. Like, exactly. I am willing to wait.
Yep.
And I'm not getting any younger.
Yep.
I'm getting more fabulous, though. I have to say, I'm evolving.
You did evolve.
I'm evolving. I'm becoming a better version of myself. The more that I take time to do the work on myself.
Yeah.
But I will take my time and wait.
Right. No, I'm serious. I could say right now, like, when we met last year to this year, you did evolve. Like, you know what I'm saying? I see it. Like, I see how, I mean, you grew as a person.
Yeah, you as well.
Yeah.
So. I evolve constantly. And I just refuse to, I don't care. I don't have no biological clock ticking because I ain't having no more kids. So that's a no-go for me anyway. But even none of that. Like, you know, a lot of women will say, oh, I want to have babies and I'm getting older and blah. And I get that. But that don't mean you just pick up the first joker that shows you some attention.
Right.
Like, right. Or for men, don't just pick the first woman that you think is halfway decent and say, okay, I'm tired of chasing and running in these streets. Let me just go and get the first one. No. Right. I'm going to need you to be selective AF.
Right. Right.
It's okay to be selective because this is somebody that when you find the person that you really do connect with, you will realize that it's been worth it.
Exactly.
It's worth it. It's worth the wait.
Exactly.
And I tell myself that all the time. I do talk to my therapist a lot about, I am so ready to be with my person. Like I want to be able to get to the place because before I blow up and become this international superstar, I need to have my person in place because I need to know that this person is here for me and not here for whatever else that comes with me. So I want them to be manifested before I get to this level, and I'm on my way.
Right.
In my career and businesses and all the things that I'm working on.
Right.
But I tell her that all the time, and she's like, "Well, you've got to continue to put yourself out there in different situations." I said, "I put myself out there. I'm always out and about.
Right.
I'm never in the house."
Right.
But at the same time, my standards are my standards.
Right.
And I don't even entertain, I'm not going on dates with men that do not meet my standard. Right. I am not talking on phones, getting to know you and trying to invest energy and time into you if you're not meeting my standard. And you can pretty much tell within the first, if you know how to ask the right questions, that's the other part.
Right.
As you get older, you should learn how to ask the right questions.
Right.
I'm not going to waste my time with somebody that I know does not meet those standards, period. It's a waste of time.
Right.
And who wants to go back and forth on this roller coaster, this circle of just constantly, you break up, then you get another person, you break up, you get another, at some point.
Right.
That gets tiring.
Right.
Or you may not even be in relationships. You cut people off. And that is annoying. Like, who wants to keep doing that? So at a certain point, you have to take the time to say, all right, I've got to stop, evaluate myself, be willing to do the work and look at myself. Don't just put up this wall and say, oh, everybody's going to hurt me, so I'm not going to do relationships.
Right.
No, get to a place mentally where you understand who you are, whose you are, what it is that you want to accomplish in your life, and then do the work. Because honestly, it's a bunch of broken people trying to find relationships.
Right.
Or it's a bunch of people with a bunch of hardened hearts and brick walls up. They're saying, oh, well, my daddy was a rolling stone, so I ain't never seen no man be faithful to a woman, so why would I do that?
Right.
At some point, you got to grow up.
Don't keep using that excuse of why you do what you do.
At some point, be accountable and say, what kind of example am I setting before my children?
Right.
Do I want to continue this same generational pattern? Or right. do I want to break that pattern?
Right.
I'm a proponent of breaking generational curses, not right. continuing them.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
That's So how can I say this? This all again, I can't leave God out of this.
Me neither.
And everybody understand, God made sex. He made the head, he made the click, he made the hormones. So it ain't like you can't go to God about this topic. So I don't want y'all thinking it's taboo. No, because of where we at society, this needs to be talked about, I think, more than it is in a proper, respectful way, such as this. So at the end of the day, it goes about you growing as a person and you knowing if you are or if you're dangerous to society, evaluating yourself that you're not out here as a ticking time bomb, like with the settling part, or you with somebody and you know you're going to cheat, you know you're not going to be fit, you know where you're at. So it's like you are putting her in a position potentially to be hurt even worse, that when her too, you know, why women, there's women out here that cheat. Why do women cheat? Whatever. So we can touch that topic probably another time. We'll just throw it up because I'm curious on it. I'm curious about that too.
I'll go there. I've never been a cheater, but I will tell you this. I understand a lot of reasons, but again, to me, it all boils down to unresolved hurt and
unresolved
anger. Yeah, unresolved anger, pain, hurt.
Right.
Not here.
And a lot of times, going back to what I'm saying, a lot of times it's the lack of your relationship with God. You can't be faithful if you don't know. That's your ultimate example. God himself. Yeah, you ain't have a daddy. Me either. My dad died when I was 9.5 years old. Boo-hoo, at some point, I can't keep making that my excuse.
That can't be your crutch.
Yeah, can't do that. I had great uncles. I had pastors. I had people. I had, you know, street ninjas. I had street ninjas. You know what I'm saying? Slung drugs, Santa or whatever. I had dudes that was players, ball, you know, they played basketball real good, football players to real intelligent dudes. I had black teachers, period. White, black, Santa or whatever, boom, boom. So all these things and me being raised by a woman, which is my mother, love her, daughter, and stuff, whatever. Is that a reason to say, boo hoo, at some point you have to acknowledge your weaknesses? Because of where I didn't have something, you have to now, men, you're going to have to do things. Let me talk to them real quick. So men that are listening to this, or if you're a woman, take this part and give it to your male friend or your husband or whatever. So you're going to have to train yourself in areas where you missed it at, whether it be your fault or another man's fault, whether it be because of you was 13, so you ain't never had to change. You never had to change brakes or change a tire. It's not about changing the tire. It's the principle of what you do and take care of a car that builds certain principles in a man. You being a gentleman, why? And exercising. Not saying you got to be the toughest man or biggest in shape dude in the world. It ain't about that. It's about it's the brain that's keeping the brain healthy and things of that nature. There are some things, man, that you miss that you're now responsible to now get training in. You're going to have to. You're going to have to sit down with an older man, maybe in his 70s, whatever, before this generation dies out, because our generation is going to be the old heads. And I don't know what that's going to be like as far as the young men coming to us, just being 100. But
yeah, it scares me.
Good older men that got wisdom. So at this juncture, you need to go to these older men in their 70s that's married for a long period of time and like, yo, sit at their feet like a son. If you're 45, I don't care if you're 50, I don't care if you're 35, you need to still know how to go to an older man and get wisdom. You need to get training where you missed it at, because your perspective is your reality, and you might look the way you look because you're missing certain backbones. So in your area, you might be thinking like, man, I don't see how a man can stay faithful. Well, that might be a backbone you're missing. There's something that you missed. There's a training, there's a principle that you missed, whatever, that should make you stand up straight. But because you missed that bone, you're now crooked a little bit. And again, end of the day, when a man get up from the bed with another woman, it becomes like, it feels like almost a dream. It's like you woke up.
Mm-hmm.
So at the end of the day, man, you want to have to train yourself in these areas and challenge yourself, you know? Mm-hmm. So.
And not using your past as a crutch or an excuse for you to continue in the same mentality. At some point, and this is for the men and for the ladies, we have to be accountable. And it goes back to what we talked about in the very beginning, disciplining yourselves to make the decisions and make the choices that are better. Because guess what? These younger children are looking at you.
Right.
They are looking at how you as an example and how you conduct your life. And if you are not setting a positive example, then how can you expect them to do something better?
Right.
You know, we have to be accountable. We are responsible for what we put out into this world and what image and what things we put out. I'm responsible for the content that I put out on this podcast.
Right.
I only put content out that I believe in.
Right.
If it's not something I believe in, I'm not going to put it out on my podcast.
Right.
And so it's the same way in life. We have to be held accountable and responsible for what it is that we do and know that other people are looking and watching us as an example. Be willing to take the time to be a better person, a better version of yourself, so that you are not causing somebody else to stumble or someone else to fail in this area.
Mm.
And I have to say this to my men, and you know, I'm not a man, but I'm a woman. And as a woman that grew up without a father and grew up watching my uncles kind of go through women and you know, my mother's boyfriend was with her, but there was a time when he was cheating on her and things like that. As a woman that has watched this, if you have daughters, you need to start to be accountable. Stop just not having any type of discipline within yourself to think that it's okay to just continue to use and abuse women, or continue to even, not even if you use them, even if you're honest with them about where you are sexually and you don't want to settle down, please understand your daughters are watching you. What you're developing in your daughters is not what you want to see. You don't want to see your daughter sleeping around with a bunch of men. So stop doing that to these women, because they're looking at how you treat women, and then they're going to think that that is how they should be patterning themselves on how they should be looking at a man to treat them.
Yep.
So if you don't want your daughter sleeping around with a bunch of different men, then you need to hold yourself accountable and have some type of self-control and discipline about yourself to know that your daughters are watching you. And you go, I don't do that around my kids. Children ain't stupid, especially when they get to be teenagers.
They see.
They are paying attention. They see everything, even if they don't tell you. They're watching you.
They see. And one thing you said, and I want to lean into this, is fatherhood. So men, a lot of times, I'm going to start coming back tonight. I ain't been in a while. I got to come back to the night.
I actually went last night and shut it down.
But along with, there's times I'm at Nottingham, whatever, even the waitresses I bump